Well, I did my best not to cut here today. I've driven a diesel car. This is, I think, my third diesel car, so it's about 15 years or more. And I still thought, how would it go with unleaded petrol? The answer is not very well. £150 later and an hour and a half delay, I still managed to get here. And I want to speak today on Laodicea. And the last time we met, Mr. Bowles mentioned something in his Robes of Righteousness about our living in a society with a Laodicean attitude. I wasn't Laodicean this morning, I was flaming mad with myself. In this sermonette, I want to review what history has to tell us about this city on that mail route in what we call Asia Minor now, nearly 2,000 years ago. Laodicea, or the one we refer to, apparently there were a number of cities called Laodicea, but the one on this mail route, in that time was very wealthy. We are a wealthy people as well. We have something in common with them. Their wealth, like the British Isles, was based on banking, money laundering, insurances. I don't know about insurances then. The British economy is very dependent on that now. And like the British, they were self-sufficient and smug. So perhaps what I did today will help me be less self-sufficient and smug. I was glad I was insured for recovery from the side of the road. The city, although self-sufficient and smug, was prone to earthquakes, sudden upheavals. But they were so sure of themselves that about 60 AD, one source said 60 AD, another said 62 AD, there was a major earthquake which virtually destroyed the city. They were offered imperial aid. Rome offered aid in rebuilding. They refused. Didn't need their help. They rebuilt the city at their own expense, did it quickly and effectively. The city was also a centre of medicine. This was attached the medical school was attached to a pagan temple and was particularly well known for salves and powders for the treatment of eye and ear complaints. We live in a world which has so much information, yet is still unable to see or hear. We have lived through a period in our recent history where we didn't want to see and didn't want to hear. We were joking, what was it, 1995, even though we knew we were going to have to make a change, make a move, we still booked in the feast site for that year. Even though we knew we had to go somewhere else. That's how blinded and deaf we were. Part of the city's wealth, and this is the point that Mr. Bowles really struck me with when he was speaking, was its famous garment industry. It produced a particularly valuable black wool, as black could be. And yet the Bible in Revelations warns these people to be clothed, but they were wearing the best clothes available, this wonderful black wool. Perhaps there's an interesting thing that we can appear to be wealthy by the standard of the world. We can appear to be expensively clad, but in God's eyes, we are poor and naked. We don't have the epistle to the Laodiceans that Paul referred to in Colossians available, but the epistle to the Colossians was to be read in Laodicea as well. So if we could turn to Colossians, please, and see what Paul prepared for their consideration, as well as the Colossians. The Colossians were about 18 miles away from Laodicea, about the same distance where we meet is away from Bristol. We say we're meeting in Bristol, but that is because Bristol is the nearest town. The little village of Falfield, we're about 18 miles away. So the same distance as I drove in quite a hurry to get here, having met some very nice people at Bridgewater who did some cleaning of my car for me. Paul wrote in Colossians 2, about real wealth. Colossians 2, starting in the first 8 verses. For I would that you knew what great conflict or concern I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. The Colossians and the Laodiceans got their message from the apostles second hand. That seems a little familiar to us now as well. For their hearts might be that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Jesus Christ, in whom, verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Because you have a healthy bank balance, because you have a lot of money coming through, because of finances, our banks that are based in this country have recently produced their figures, and they are mind-boggling. Their profits are in billions of pounds. Bank charges just keep going up and up. There is an appearance of wealth, but as far as God is concerned, real wealth, the wealth tried with gold, is the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we can only get from God. And also, we need to be clothed in something different than rich black wool. I used to wear a rich black wool uniform once. Didn't make me very popular, though. I've lost the place I'm trying to refer to about the clothing. I'll go to another, come back to that in a moment. There is a warning in this same chapter. Let's go to verse 8. This is speaking to the Laodiceans and the Colossians, and applies to our time as well. Beware lest any man spoil or cheat you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or basic principles of this world, and not after Christ. The Laodiceans were of mixed ancestry. The city was established by one of the descendants of one of Alexander the Great's generals, the one who had Syria. And he peopled this area with Syrians and the misplaced Jews in Babylonia. So they were people who were mixed. They had mixed religious backgrounds. So you had the Jewish traditions, as Mr. Bowles referred to, mixed up with the other religions. All these people with their deeper knowledge, this joy in hidden knowledge, the sort of thing you find going around the internet with loosely labelled Church of God material. All these deeper understandings. God's word is plain, honest, and simple. The mystery, the hidden part, is because of blindness and a refusal to believe what God clearly says and clearly taught. It's this blend of things which is so confusing, and we've lived through so much of this. Now, I think turning to chapter 3 of Colossians here, and verses 12 to 14, going back to the thought about the clothing we should be wearing. Chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Put on, therefore, or be clothed, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. Bowels of mercy, which is not the sort of language we use nowadays, but tender mercies. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. So again, something that was brought home to me today. I need everyone's forgiveness for what I've been doing today. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave him, so also do we. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Charity, that's a word we don't use very easily either nowadays. It's godly love. The love after the style that God loves. So we have this city that was pleasantly situated, apart from difficulties with its water supply. It was heavy in calcium, so it was not easy to clean clothing, not easy to work up a lather on the soap. There were a mixture of springs, some hot, some cold. Ending up, things were lukewarm, something that God felt could be spewed out. We live in a dangerous time. We can be so self-sufficient because of our apparent luxury and wealth, but we are within a week of going without food. We are so reliant on motor transport. We cannot be overly self-sufficient. The brethren abroad who live in very basic accommodation and do not have the benefit of a system of wealth creation which is based on lies. Our housing values, I noticed in the paper, are going up astronomically. So we have this sense of enormous wealth, but it's based on virtually nothing. It's only as long as people have confidence in that wealth. We can't grow our own food anymore. We are such a fragile situation, like a city on a volcano or an earthquake zone. Please remember the basic principles. Trust in the knowledge and the wealth that can only come from God. And trust in putting on true clothing, righteous clothing, not rich, fashionable clothing of nowadays.